Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Andy up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuning in live for Off Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, press the 1. Be sure to get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Let's go ahead and get this popping. Let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl Nisi, that dude, my dude, rap star. What's the word?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's popping? What's happening? All the above.
Happy Sunday, Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
I know. I saw you. You and Rocky was out getting y'all Cinco de Mayo on, right?
I see Rapstar doing the damn thing all night long.
You real?
All night long. It's like, been a party. Listen, the nigga ain't invite us or nothing. I see everybody there, but us two. What's the problem?
Damn.
You don't like us?
Yo, it was
look,
real.
Look, I could have got on a Greyhound.
Yeah, it was crazy because it was a last minute thing. Like, you know, I work at Home Depot, so there's a lot of Hispanic people that come in and go there. So one of my, you know, homies that he's a contractor, he's my age. He built his company from nothing, and he's a contractor. He's his own boss. Me and him, we just happened to, you know, chop it up. I was getting an order ready for his, and I was like, he was like, hey, yo, I'm having something together, you know, for, you know. I think with the mind, you should stop through this, that, and the third. His house is literally 10 minutes away from our job, from my job. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll get in touch with my boy, get in touch with, you know, wifey, see what she's doing and everything. He was like, let's go. We went there. I swear it was nothing but Mexicans, Venezuelans. Like, there was everybody there. We only Puerto Rican people there. And you know me, I came with a sombrero on. I was like, I'm going to show y'all how y'all really do it. We going, you know. Do this, man. We had such a nice time. There was this one vato who liked my woman so much, he was trying to pay me so he could dance with her. I was like, I ain't pimping my wife out like that, man. Come on, man. You can't do
it. It was a part of an
engagement
proposal.
Yeah, he was literally, he was like, my woman, she's a little shy, so she didn't want to, she wasn't even dancing with me. She was like, let me get a couple more drinks left, and then I'll be all right. This little nigga was persistent. Mm. I was like, wow, and he was like, he literally pulled out his wallet, hundreds and fifties. I'm like, whoa, okay.
For a dance.
But
hey,
my
I
boy
would have danced for $50. No turkey.
Like, my boy,
okay.
Was,
okay.
My boy,
I'm just with you. He ain't asking for a strip show. It's just,
man,
all he's doing is switching back and forth. Yo.
Man, I let him dance with her for free, and I see he was getting a little grabby. I was right behind him. I was putting in, he was slit his hand, started slipping lower and lower.
No,
I grabbed his hand and I put it right back up there. I was like, drop something, homie. We put that back up there, son. But it was, everything was all gravy, though. Like, I love my black and I love my brown people, We had authentic Mexican food. We had to take that shit home, man. It was crazy. I'm Boricua, but I was Mexican last
year. Well,
that's good.
Y'all had a good time. That's what it counts.
Y'all
had a good time.
Man, I'm so disappointed in St. Louis, bruh. I'm going to need my city to calm down. It's not even fucking hot yet. Really? Almost 20 murders over the weekend? Really?
We was just
talking
about shit like that.
Seriously, niggas? Mm. Really? Are you kidding, man? Kids? And, man, come on, man. Like, it's, man, I don't even know what to say about it. It's gotten ridiculous. I keep telling y'all, I'm going to fuck around. I'm going to move up out this motherfucker. I don't know what I changed my name to. But it's gonna be something, cause man, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's so much going. Man, it is sad. Like the kids, the chivalry is gone. Back in the day when people did shit, it was no women and no kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, one thing I must say is like a lot of these women, these newer women, they're a different breed. They're a different breed. Like, they went into that kind of shit. And if they did, you didn't know it. These women these days, they are sleazy. And they have no problem with letting you know, I'm a sleazy ass chick. And they getting caught up in this shit out here. And it's no joke. It's sad. It's so sad. Every day. We had, within 19 hours, we had 5 murders. That's fucking retarded. Really? That's not even all 24 hours.
Damn.
Are you fucking kidding me? Crazy,
it's
man,
sad.
But
especially
y'all gotta do better, man. It ain't even hot yet, and y'all out here acting a motherfucker fool. The summer ain't even broke yet, and y'all, man, look. Anyway, I'll binge on that shit the whole time. But hey, let me get into them Dollhouse announcements, and we'll be right back, man. Let's go, Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at DollhouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, if you're just not tuning in, you're here live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the 1. We got you. But where they do that at, though?
Man, I'm going to tell you where they do that. They do that in Yorktown, STL, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
What you got?
Crazy. It's fucked up out here, man. All right, so I'm gonna need y'all to follow me on this. This this story is deep as fuck. Like, it sounds like a real bad horror and suspense movie. And sad to say, it's one of our people. It's a person of color. But Deontay Taylor, 36-year-old St. Louis teacher. He has a boyfriend who is 66 years old. They are both pleading not guilty to a multiple of charges. Deontay was a teacher at Luster Elementary back in 2015. He molested a little boy. There was no charges filed against the case as of yet. So because there was no child, you know, charge filed against him, he was able to get other teaching jobs. So I guess he was, you know, filling out, you know, which, you know, doing his application, everything like that. And he actually finally got employed at the Ferguson Florissant District.
Mm.
This is where he taught fifth grade. During his employment there, I guess there was some charges. The charges actually was actually filed, and it was going through the process of actually, you know, doing investigations. The interview asked, you know, I guess the superintendent of the school, and they said, you know, all of these were going on. Did anything happen? And he was like, he goes through the same process that everybody else that goes through when it comes to backgrounds, but nothing, you know, came up. So what happened was DNA came back, and he was actually arrested because they found DNA on the little boy, and he was arrested. Now, while he was arrested, he was still getting employed. I mean, he was still getting receiving payments from his employment with the school district that he was employed right then and there. As that was going on, him and his boyfriend actually tried to hire a hitman to try to kill the little boy and all of his family.
What?
Yeah.
Savage.
So in a nutshell, a man molested a 7-year-old boy. Because there was no charges filed, he was able to go through another school district to work at, found that job, charges were filed. Ended up going through investigation, found DNA on the boy. Now he's locked up. Now him and his boyfriend put out a hitman on the child and the family of the child. This is twisted.
That's horrible.
Twisted.
That's twisted as hell. That's some diabolical shit. I mean, that's crazy. Nisha, go ahead on that, man. How you think? What you feel about that?
That shit crazy as hell to me. Mm-mm. I hope he getting what he looking for up in there, because we know for a fact what happens to child molesters and stuff like that. Hope he getting all that booty done. Sticks and pipes and poles, all that. Bust that ass right to, you know, go right through. Bust that ass where he need a shit back. How you going to try to kill the family because you doing some old nasty freaky shit with somebody's baby?
Right.
Why are you mad? You did this, what you didn't expect. He had to threaten a kid and all that. A baby? Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? It ain't even just a baby. It's anybody. You raped, molested, took some, you know, you took something from this child, and now you want to kill him, and you want to kill the baby, though? Because you did it. So you can go somewhere else and do it again? So obviously he done did it more than just that time. You know what I'm saying? Other people were saying, open up, ain't complain, because that's not something. For him to want to go that far, he's got a pattern. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You won't kill the baby
and
I was just thinking of it.
I was like, it's kind of like a cycle, because maybe you got to look at the psyche of this. Not saying that this is true for every situation, but look at it where it's at. They said him and his boyfriend. He's 36 years old. His boyfriend is 66.
I wonder who's out here. You think that they did that to get out? Or the older generation? You know what? Sometimes when you deal with somebody, I wonder how long they've been together, because sometimes when you deal with somebody and they're a lot older than you, it's not always like that, but it could be a manipulation
thing.
It's
not, but I was just thinking of it. Because I was thinking of it, because I was like, now they're in a relationship. He's 36. himself is 36, but his man is 66, but yet he's chasing after a 7-year-old boy.
Sometimes
you don't find
that
as a pattern. That's what I'm saying. I was like, you
where
think that's a pattern?
Has happened to him. Yeah, that shit. Uh-huh. The motherfucker that's his boyfriend might have did it to him. Who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But shit like that becomes a pattern. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type. That's that pattern shit. Yeah. To me,
and he might have been his boyfriend, the older dude. I mean, that's 30 years. You know what I'm saying? He might have been
right.
At some point had him when he was younger. And sometimes when somebody gets you and it's an age thing and they get in your head and all that kind of shit, it's a whole different thing. And maybe he might have been going around looking for a victim, if that was even his first victim, to do what he did to him. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I mean, 7 and he's 36. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. I hate for it to have happened in the Ferguson School District because, Lord knows, they done been through so much. You know what I'm saying? They kind of bounced back, but they never wholly bounced back from after the whole Mike Brown situation. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
kind of bounced back, but they didn't come back to, you know what I'm saying, 100%. I don't ever think it will be 100% because it's always going to be that dark cloud over Ferguson. It's always going to be like that. I don't see them completely bouncing back from that. They still to this day are trying to, well, they have succeeded, not wholly, but because they opened right back up the next day, but they done shut down their Ferguson market. They done shut that down so many times, and that happened some years ago. You know what I'm saying? So they still out there picking it. You know, his anniversary come around, and they be on one. You know what I'm saying? It'll never die. That flame will never die. There will always be a burning ember over Ferguson. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see it created something that went worldwide. You know, if it's something bad happens in the community, even when they were referring to Baltimore and stuff like that, they was calling it the Ferguson effect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Really? Like, you know, so... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I'm glad that they, you know what I'm saying, they got him. Yeah, because that's crazy. Like, you plotting on the little boy and his family because you fucked up, you got caught flipping on some fuck shit? Come on, man. Crazy.
Right. It sounds like a real fucked up horror movie, like one of them suspense movies, like scary ass.
And just what he gave. Hopefully he getting just what he gave plus 10 times more. Stick them pipes right up his ass if y'all listening. Bust that shit wide open. Bust it right through.
Sure.
Keep going. That motherfucker shit back. How about this? I be feeling like death ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? I was a child of molestation and rape and all of that. And, you know, who has been molested and raped and stuff as a child. And... bust that motherfucker wide open. And I, you know what I'm saying? Bust it right. Push. Don't stop because you as far as it go. Don't kill him, but get that motherfucker. Have him have hell. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker, listen, he go wish he was dead. Just like that baby.
Absolutely.
Got to walk around and maybe fucked up for the rest of his life. You understand what I'm saying? He's
right.
Going to be fucked up mentally for the rest of his life. God forbid this child to become... you know what I'm saying? Like the person who did what they did to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? God, because it does happen. Or God forbid this baby to assume that he's gay. I mean, who's to know? He could be just naturally, you know what I mean? Always felt like that's what he wanted. But then again, God forbid that this child, you know what I'm saying? This shit fucks with your head.
Mm-hmm.
It mentally fucks with your head when you go through shit like this. You know what I'm saying? And then a child starts acting out and doesn't even understand why they're acting this way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's very little as a parent that you can do. You know, the promiscuous, you know what I mean? I'm saying that from firsthand experience. You know, there's a lot of things I've been through, you know what I'm saying, in my life. And I feel like every time I look at that motherfucker, because I see him all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And every time I look at this motherfucker, I think about, you know what I'm saying, everything, like, did I end up being that way? You know what I'm saying? Did I end up being, you know, doing certain things? Now I understand that it wasn't my fault. But at one point, a child thinks it is their fault. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter how much a person tells you, no, it's not, you feel like everybody's talking about it. You feel like it's just a hurtful thing for, and he's a baby. 7, you said? That's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It, what the fuck? What the fuck? They got a micro mini dick? Because I know he hurt that child. You know, I wouldn't give a fuck. If, at that age, should nothing be going into that baby's, nothing. That's a baby. Girl, that shit pisses me off. Where he at?
Let me ask you, honey. You said if that hadn't happened, you might have not have been that way. What do you mean that way? What is it? Can you break that? What does that mean?
What I'm saying is he may not have. Damn, who's riding by here with all that music? Sorry. He may not have been a gay child. You know what I'm saying? Or been a gay person. You know, but sometimes that does play a part in, you know what I'm saying, in a child being confused and not knowing and going and testing the waters. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. And then he turn around and this is what he like. He think he like it, you know. And maybe, I mean, we just, you don't know, because some people are, as far as I'm concerned, born certain ways, you know, whether they're going to be straight, gay, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you don't, you know, something like that to be pushed upon him where now he thinks this is what he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? Because now he has an attraction for other men that, maybe he wouldn't have, and maybe he would have. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what his future holds. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the child. We don't know, you know. I'm just saying things could go either way. He didn't even have a choice. You know? It's a mental thing for a child. You never get over this. You never get over it. It fucks with you. You could be 70, 80 years old, and that shit will fuck with you. You can be my age, and that shit will fuck with you, because it definitely fucks with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, prostitution and, you know, all different types of things play a part of you being promiscuous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, it's not just me saying it. I mean, I've been through, you know what I'm saying, all of that as, you know what I'm saying, as a teenager and a young, you know, young girl and stuff, and everything happened to me. But I know other people that I am very close with who was molested by family members. I know some molested by friends, you know what I'm saying, different stuff like that. And people that you trust, you entrust. You're safe. You know, you trust your child to go to school and to be, you know what I'm saying, people to treat your kid like they would treat their own had they had one. But the scary part is when it ain't theirs, that's when they do more to them. You know?
Do you feel like they had anything to do with you getting into the industry, or you just want to do that for the money was good?
I think the street life and everything had a lot to do with what happened to me, being promiscuous and stuff, and me realizing that I could use what I had to get what I want, you know what I'm saying? And I got good at it. Well, I was taught, obviously, right? Because me being molested was something that didn't just happen one time. It was a repeat thing. It was my sister's father, you know what I'm saying? The man that I call my dad. So, and I see him all the time. Crazy, because he just recently, I was getting in the car and stopped me and told me to tell my sister something, because she don't even speak to him now. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how that made me feel? Like, bitch, you got a lot of nerve to even say any fucking thing to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. But I do feel like I was taught some of the things that I learned it from being made to do it. So, you know, at the end of the day, it could be, I don't know, but I wouldn't be so good at what I do had I not been taught by someone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people may not understand me, but between him, I'm going to keep it real, between him and my daughter, my oldest daughter's father, hell, he's 7.5 years older than me. He's a fucking pedophile, too, as far as I'm concerned. You 7.5 years older than me. This motherfucker was holding my hands at seven, when I was 7 years old. So I feel like I was prepped. You know what I mean? He probably didn't look at it like that at the time, but he prepped me for years. For years. And every one of his baby mamas is younger. He also got us all into drugs. You see what I'm saying? Just look at the pattern.
Easier to help manipulate your mind because you won't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I mean, I love my mother, but at the end of the day, I feel like she knew. You know what I'm saying? I love her. I myself choose not to have. I have a lot of anger. You know what I'm saying? Where I blame her for letting them things happen to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't believe that she didn't know. She may have not knew of the things that was happening the days that she wasn't home, but I feel like she knew the day she was home. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, even at my age right now, I'm real protective, and everybody knows that knows anything of me, about me. I'll kill a fucking rock about my especially my kids, my girls. You know what I'm saying? I've been able to, even with me being in the industry, keep them away from, you know what I'm saying, anyone touching them or doing anything to them, long as they lived under my roof. You know, I didn't have a lot of men around my kids. Listen, even my own fucking brothers, and I had seven brothers, one is dead, so six is alive. You know what I'm saying? I do not play. I will ask them questions about that. Because granted, that's their uncles, but if my stepfather, the man who watched me, who was there while I grew up and, you know, took care of me and, you know, everything, could do it, why couldn't my brothers do it? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times,
and then they're family. So when there's a trust element there. You know what I'm saying?
And
you want to be able to trust your brother, your cousins. You want to be able to trust them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So it's a trust factor there on top of that.
I was in a relationship with somebody after my oldest daughter, when she, you know, left the house, because I felt like it had memories to me. When my oldest daughter had left the household and she was out of my household, when she became 16, like from that age, when I came home from upstate when she was 12 years old, and from 12 to 16, I didn't have no relationships. None. When I tell you, if I fucked something, that everybody was asleep, they didn't even know, and a motherfucker was in, hit it, and gone. Because I remember what I didn't want any man close to my motherfucking daughter at that age of where shit started happening to me at. You know what I'm saying? Because our girls are sprouting. You know what I'm saying? They're getting titties. They're getting ass. They're getting hips. They get mouthy. They twitching. You know what I'm saying? Pussy on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I felt like I felt like a motherfucker would do the same thing to my baby. You know what I mean? And I was the same way with my youngest two. You know what I'm saying? I was in one relationship, one serious relationship, where the man moved in, and it was hard as fuck for me to go to fucking work and leave him here with my kids. You know, I was blessed because I constantly asked my girls. Constantly, I would do things just to get a reaction out of them. You know what I'm saying? Do just me and them alone. Like, I become a nobody should be washing your pee-pee. You know what I'm saying? I've raised them to teach them nobody should be in the bathroom with you. If it ain't me, I didn't give a fuck who it was, nobody. You know what I'm saying? I just was real protective because of what happened to me. I just trust no one. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just because they're girls, because this happens to little boys, as, you know, the story initially, you know, is about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't trust everybody. You know, the dude that I was in a relationship with, like I said, at the end of the day, he wouldn't even take care of his own child. Like, when she had his little girl, I used to keep her. And she had to go to the bathroom, he'd be like, well, could you go in there with her? But again, that's his child. Remember, in my life, that wasn't my biological father. That was my sister's father. So just because he wouldn't do it to his daughter, who was to say he wouldn't do it to mine? You know what I'm saying? And that was some mental stuff for me that I was overprotective. So I made sure, listen, because the kids, they real little. All he had to do was tell them to, you know, supervise them, brushing their teeth and washing their face. But everything else, I made sure before I went to work, you know what I'm saying, late at night, the nighttime when they took their bath or whatever, they was little. You know what I mean? And I had to go to work. So I give them their bath at night. All they got to do is get up in the morning and brush their teeth, wash their face, you know, put their deodorant on because they was young, super young. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even want him. You ain't got to be bathing my motherfucking kids. I don't even want you to get that thought to go across your fucking mind. How about this? They got their own rooms. I, till this day, my kids' rooms is still upstairs, and I don't allow nan, black, white, green, or orange. When the people come to work on my motherfucking house, I don't allow motherfuckers as old as my kids is right now, I don't allow nan man to be left alone in my house with my daughters, period. Because of what happened. And I hate to say it, but because of what happened to me.
Right.
You know? I don't trust.
That's crazy, man.
I don't trust.
You got to protect your seeds, man. From a. Anyway, man, we got to keep it pushing forward. Let's do a real, real quick micro break, and we'll come back and get into that hot seat. But let's do some Raphael. Stay lit. Let's go. Y'all house.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my god,
there ain't nothing left, somebody pass me an already lit spliff,
do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one,
just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits,
do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit.
Yeah, that was that Raphael, Stay Lit. You tuned in live, All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Okay, on to the hot seat. Okay, so I don't know if y'all have seen the footage, but recently Offset had gotten some big trouble over a little bit of nothing. He was in Target shopping. Ben had the phone. Is doing a little, you know what I'm saying, got the little video going, like, hey, Offset, he speaks to Offset, Offset is coming up walking, and they was getting some for the bank, you know what I'm saying, he asked Offset to say hi, just, hey, Offset walks over, smacks the dude's phone out his hand, shatters the phone, so recently, well, you know, I know here, and also in Atlanta, anything under under 500 is a misdemeanor. 500 and over, you in a felony. So because he snatched the phone, which really, if you know, if you're a star, you know that people are gonna be in your face, especially when you're in public, no security or whatever, no nothing. Like, if you wasn't feeling it that day, you know people are gonna recognize you. Why even fucking go in there and be bothered? So now all of a sudden, he done did this and knocked the man's phone and messed it up. Because I don't know if he was mad, having a bad day. I don't know if Cardi had pissed him off. Like, maybe you still ain't went to Target. Like, we need this for the baby. I don't know. But my thing is, he has a felony warrant out for him for criminal damage and property destruction of property. So now he has a felony warrant on him. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, he has also going through about some gun charges. So he has a lot going on, and I don't know where this is coming from, because other than this, Offset has surprisingly a clean slate. He has nothing on him unless he had a damn good attorney that got everything swept under the rug in the past. But my thing is, why would you do that instead of just saying, hey, give a goon, here go $100, here go $200, go in there, get XYZ, bring it back out. I'm not feeling all that shit. So what did y'all, have y'all seen the video of him smacking a dude, smacking a fan phone out his hand like that?
Wow,
nice.
I didn't even know that was going on. That's crazy.
Yes.
Look at they whole, not for nothing, mom and dad catching it right now. Wow.
The little guy's like,
he should know that motherfuckers, any little thing that they do, motherfuckers gonna go hard for it because it's a lawsuit. It ain't just a criminal. If motherfuckers want that money, people on a come up, it's hard times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he still could be, yeah, you should know that motherfuckers gonna want to take your picture.
Right.
A video
over a felony charge over an iPhone.
Wow. I'll be like, here go your money. Throw that money at that nigga. Look, here go $5,000, motherfucker, for that $200-$300 phone. Yo, he's a damn fool. That's sad.
And he got, the worst part is he got it on tape. He goes, hey, Offset. And Offset walks over there clear as day. Wow. Smashes the phone. Now, whole felony warrant.
I didn't hear about
a fucking iPhone.
Wow. That's messed up. Now he liable to go to jail because you know they've been making examples out of both him and Cardi.
What you said?
Mm-mm. Yeah, they both about to get a little time, huh? Now, what that do for little KK? Look, what that do for little pretty Couture?
Lord. Okay, little pretty Couture.
This nigga say Couture.
Stop.
You better quit playing for she call in. Tell her you know how she feel about her baby. You see what she did to Nikki.
No, girl, fuck her. I ain't Nikki. I fight her. But, but look, I need a check, too. What? But that baby's beautiful. That's a beautiful baby. I ain't even going to lie about
it. Baby.
It's happy little baby. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad because both of them, you know, I love me some Cardi B. But, you know, both of them catching hell? What the fuck? What is with the legal system is just, like, raining on them right now.
I mean, the thing with the goons and the fight, I don't think that's going to go anywhere because they're not going to, whoever did the fighting, they're not going to say, Cardi specifically sent us to handle these bitches. They're not gonna say that. They're not gonna do it. I don't think they have anything. But this situation with Offset, I think might get a little sleazy. And my thing is,
you
a whole fucking
charge.
Celebrity, dog. You know people are gonna want to talk to you. Hey, like you said, sign an autograph. Hey, can I take a picture with you? And it's just it just makes him look so bad. You got the whole tape of him walking over there and just bow. Like his
then
they show the picture of the phone is demolished. Like really, dog? Really? Like I didn't understand. I don't understand
not
why
some
of these celebrities create these problems for themselves.
I do understand the man being mad. Who knows what was in that phone? You know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. Who knows what was in there? You know, because a lot of motherfuckers can't back up their shit. You know what I'm saying? But damn, he got evidence. That nigga want to check. They want to check. He gonna have to get that motherfucker because he gonna file a civil suit. If he don't, he's a fool. You know what I'm saying? You ain't push the issue like that, because I could have seen Offset just drop him that money. You know what I'm saying? But why he had, like you said, why he had no security or whatever? Nigga, you know y'all be having beef.
It was
and
somebody
shit.
Walking behind him that was carrying what they came in to purchase. So my thing is, if you know you're walking into a fucking Target, everybody go on Target, dog. It's not like you're walking into fucking Neiman Marcus or something like that where you know the height might be a little bit.
Do whatever he wanted. Somebody should have went and got
right,
that shit for them.
It was somebody carrying
like
the item. So why not be like, dog, go in there. Do that for me. My thing is, me, a bitch like me, I'd have been, my hand fucked up. That nigga hit my hand. Because he smashed the phone. It's obliterated.
No,
he hit it hard.
He should have had somebody go to the store for him. He shouldn't have been out there like that. Not for nothing. I go out of town. It's always somebody. You know what I'm saying? We ain't allowed to just do this and do that. It's somebody. You know what I mean? When I go to conventions and shit, nigga, and with their celebrity status, it's... For little old me, it's always somebody to go here or go there for us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why wouldn't he have someone to do that? That's crazy. When did this happen?
This happened the other day.
Okay. He got the baby because Cardi on the road. So
yeah.
Nobody was around to help him. Yeah, she on the road, and he been. I'm so proud of him for he been playing the daddy role like a motherfucker. He been, you know, you'll see him on social media with that baby. Mhm. But he's the first one that we actually get a chance to truly see hold this straight the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? There ain't wasn't no nanny sitting up there with that baby. He was sitting up there. Not to say it ain't a nanny in a room with him. You know what I'm saying? But we're not seeing that. We're seeing his interaction with his baby. You know what I'm saying? It is nonstop. It's constant, you know? So why he couldn't send somebody to go to school for him? That was the stupid part when he left the door. He left the house, you dumb motherfucker. Now you might get some time and you got a whole nother case going on. That's stupidity. Yo, and that nigga finna get some money. They about to eat his ass up. Poke
yeah, he finna get
poor,
paid.
Poor KK.
He finna get paid.
Yeah, poor KK. Poor KK. The whole family going through it. Poor little pretty baby. Mm-mm. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That was a stupid ass move, man. And then you
I
know
mean,
what's really fucked up is when you in a light like that, you got to think of every little thing you do. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? Every little, you can't even walk out your door. You know what I'm saying? Every little move you make, you got to second guess it. And that's fucked
Absolutely.
Up. You know what I'm saying? It's bad.
Especially in the age of smartphones. You can't scratch your ass without somebody getting you on recording you.
You know what? You ain't never lied. You ain't lying. This, I just had that conversation last night where I went to go look at a venue and went through some shit like that. I'm telling the man, I'm going out here looking like I'm looking. Like, ain't no internet, ain't no social
they
media.
Slipping,
the dude
honey,
said ain't no social media. How you, bitch, everybody got a phone. Everybody got a phone. You don't need that
okay.
internet in the building for it to be social media. Motherfuckers blast
right.
your shit so quick. And so I know in their celebrity status that, you know what I'm saying, they got a second guess. That shit is crazy. And it's sad. It is a sad situation because with the way the world is made, now everybody trying to have a come up. I want to know what was the man, why was he just, say, Offset? Like, what was on his mind? Was he just videotape him or?
He was, okay.
You know,
when we're done with the show, pull the video up. He's literally standing in the middle of Target, and he has his phone out. And I don't know if he was maybe live on something, IG, one of those. And you see Offset and a gentleman behind Offset are walking up. And the dude has whatever they went in to purchase on the other guy's shoulder. So the dude is like, he might be about maybe 20. He looks young. He looks like a little young cat.
Oh, yeah,
so he's like, right, he's maybe about, he's upper teens, maybe 20. So he turns around and he has his video on and he's like, hey, look, guys, it's Offset, which I'm thinking, I don't if he was on the live or something. We don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was live or something. He's like, hey guys, look, it's Offset. Offset takes whatever he has in his hand and walks over to the dude and goes, just smashes the phone. Like, what the fuck? What dude pissed you off before you came in the store, bro? Really? Like, you have to look at the video. You'll be like, what the fuck was he doing?
See, that's the kind of shit that make you wonder, is there an anger problem? See, that goes further. You know what I'm saying? People will say, I hope they don't never have, like, no case where, you know, they get calls on them, you know, anything like that, because they got them kids, and that opens up a whole nother set of, you know, a whole nother set of worms. You look like you violent. If you just off and just haul off and smack the shit out of somebody or knock their shit down, that makes it look like you're a violent person. And then on top of that, he has, isn't it a gun charge or some type of charge or something going on?
Yes, sir.
That is all. Yep. Here you go. As we go again, what's the word? Pattern. You
it
know
also,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it, could be, rappers always trying to prove that they tough guys, especially the gangster rappers. They're always trying to prove that, you know, they don't niggas not to fuck with. You know, I remember.
He's making himself look like. You know what I'm saying? He's starting to be worried about you. Got a gang,
right,
you put your hands on somebody or somebody's personal, you know what I'm saying, belongings. That looks like you have a violent tendencies. And because of that, that's more of a reason for a judge to be like, shit, dude, you don't need to be on the streets. He better slow his roll. He better slow down. You know, you got to think
and
like
some,
them people.
Some rappers,
excuse me.
Some
pink people.
Some rappers don't even, that's not even their nature, but because their persona is what their persona, they try to make believe that they offset 24/7. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like, you know, even Tupac said in an early interview, he said, you know, I didn't start getting in trouble until after I got a record deal. All of a sudden, I got a record deal. I'm having all of these problems. I never ran into police as much as I have, you know, before I was rapping. Now, all of a sudden, I'm rapping. Now, everybody's coming at me. So it's like the perception that they might be living for the public, that the public don't understand. Because in today's hip-hop, nobody really wants to tell everybody their actual life story. You know, they make it, you know, oh, I was from rags to riches and everything like that. But, you know, they're not really understanding, oh, well, yeah, even though I'm a gangster rapper, you know, I also did this before I was a gangster rapper. I did that. You know, they just, as soon as they put on, that's their lifestyle.
They ain't telling the truth.
They ain't telling the truth. Yeah, it's like everybody knows, like us listening to, let's say, Eminem. Since Eminem came in the door, we all knew about Haley. We all knew about his problems with Kim. We all knew about his problems with his moms. That's because in their music, they're projecting a life, their life into the music. And today's rappers, they're not doing it. All their life is about partying,
they
drinking.
They studio gangsters, man. These cats, they never even touched the hammer. You hear me? You ain't got no body count, motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about, goof ass? I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm for real. Look. All right, man. Look, we gonna get that rap star on the leash real quick, and we gonna come back and dip into them honey dip thoughts, man. Let's go.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got the younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear from you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you a worker. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style. jail and mommy, you at work. So you should believe me when I say you're picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fans. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with a rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm taking your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm taking your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
Yeah, that was out our very own The People's Champ Rap Star 412 Mona Lisa. Everybody wanna know what Honey did this thinking.
Yeah.
Hey. Yo. So Lord. First let me just say something real quick. You motherfuckers need to start taking care of your hygiene. I don't know. Uh-oh. Like, stop trying to wife a bitch when you know you dirty. Everybody know I believe in making sure that my body is clean. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to wife a bitch when you know your pubic area and all pubic area. Pubic area is kind of funky. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, so I recently went on a rant. I'm serious. That was just something that I went through yesterday. Somebody trying to wife a bitch when, you know, wife somebody like me, first of all. Somebody in the industry, like, we don't rock like that nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? Our pussies and dicks and shit is on display at all. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much all the time. So the last thing we want is we want to be bothered with is a motherfucker. Like, okay, you stink. Let's just keep it real. Wash your ass. You know what I'm saying? Talking about
where you get the bum from, dog? Come on, share with the class. Where did the bum come from? I'm just asking.
Yo, this nigga though, for real, I've been known him for a little while, but not for a little while, but you know, for about about three years, you know what I'm saying? But this isn't the first time. It's just this, you know what I'm saying? Before, he was coming at me on a different type of level. Now it's like, he just, you know, your shit stink. Like, dude, when you leave out and I still smell you, like, I want to smell a man. I'm going to keep it real. I know the difference from oils to real cologne. You understand what I'm saying? And there are certain type of, like, body oils that don't rock for me. You know what I'm saying? You wash your clothes and the shit is gone, that's some cheap shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big girl. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I've always said it. Body oils, I don't feel is for a big woman. You know what I'm saying? But this is he's not a big man. He's a slim, tall, you know what I'm saying, decent looking, except for I don't rock with all that beard. I'm sorry, eat your soul, but I don't. For all you men, and I've been getting hit up by a lot
of
men.
You don't like the beard game?
I cannot. What's in there? I think something be living in it.
You must have saw the report to say men's beard is dirtier than dog fur.
I didn't see none of that. I just think something's
you
in there. The
that?
Beard
yeah,
is no different
man,
from the dress.
Talk about that.
No. Mm-mm. I think something in there. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I think, you know, I don't find it. And plus, you know what? Even as a kid, my dad, my biological father, he used to have a little bit of, you know, the hair growing and stuff. And that shit breaks me out. You know what I'm saying? Because a man always want to rub his face up against your face. You know what I'm saying? That shit breaks my, listen, I already struggle with the skin. You know what I'm saying? So, But he's cool peoples, but when you take your fucking clothes off and I smell, and it ain't like his ass, it ain't his arms, it ain't his chest, his back, you know what I'm saying? But if I smell the areas around your pubic hairs, how about this? It don't even seem like it's the balls. It just seems like it's the top hair. What's going on there? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Wow.
Like, I buy cases of soap. Like, why? Get some scissors and clip that shit. Come on, like some men don't want to go.
You should have cut them for them.
Listen, I'm good. Out
What's
the
that?
Door. You got to go. Dude, because if I feel like I'm going to throw up, we going to have a problem. I almost keep it real. When I suck dick, which they never see in the videos because all this is edited, my nose runs and my eyes, it look like I'm crying. You know what I'm saying? I'm already self-conscious of that. Now I got to throw up. Nah, come on, this too much. I got to stop and wipe my eyes. I got to blow my nose and what? I got to clean up, throw up too? Now, come on now. Cause
why
throw up, cause
is all that going on? Why are you having this kind of reaction?
Too much work. Huh?
Why are you having that kind of reaction? What is going on?
Because I don't know how to suck dick, just a little bit. I have to deep throat. That's, again, things that were taught to me.
I'm done. I'm over it. I'm gonna sit this phone down and I'm done.
But remember we talked about things that were taught to you? Well, that's what was taught to me, how to suck a dick. So, you know what I'm saying? You have to get all the way in there. You know what I mean? That should be down my throat. So as soon as it hits my throat back there in my nose, it's ears, nose, and throat. Come on now, you know, ears, nose, throat, all connected. So as soon as it hit the back of my throat, my nose start running, and I start crying. And it don't be crying, like literally tears be coming out. You know what I'm saying? And now what I'm saying is now you stink, so now I got to throw up? That's just too much work. I'm already trying to keep from snot coming out, you know what I'm saying, and coming everywhere. And I'm busy sniffing up, smelling, sounding like a dolphin or something, sniffing. I'm constantly sniffing, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want the snot. I don't want the snot in my nose. You know what I'm saying? And it's my own. I don't want that. So at the end of the day, now I got to throw up. Okay, that's where I draw the line at. Because I don't do ghetto gaggers. You know what I'm saying? I don't rock like that.
Gaggers.
You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. So wash your ass. Anyways, if I have it, well, we're about to end real quick. So let me say this. I had posted something up and I was going off. It was about an ex on social media who recently sent me a friend request. You know what I'm saying? This is someone who really did me dirty. You know what I'm saying? This was actually, we're talking about the man who I let live, you know, stay in my house and live in my house and everything. But this was the same exact person. And I ain't ashamed. His name is Hayward Jules and his nickname is Pooh. Yep. Anyway, this motherfucker, I don't give a fuck about saying names. Even though I accepted his friend request on my namesake page, why the fuck would he send me an inbox? I knew it was coming. Oh, I just want to say hi. Bitch, you should just want to roll over and die after, you know what I'm saying? Like, what made you even think it would be okay? You bum-ass motherfucker. I wish I knew what I know now about this nigga. So if I don't like you, I don't like you forever. It is no negotiation about it. That's for women, men, whatever. When I don't fuck with you, I am the pettiest bitch on fucking earth. I don't like you forever. You know what I'm saying? You cannot do me dirty and think it's okay. Especially when, because I'm the type that I'm down for mine. You know what I'm saying?
Some people like that too.
Yo, well, he liked to get put out with everything, and the same clothes that I got that nigga in was the same shit he put on to leave this motherfucker. Exactly. I made that everything he wore, I bought because he was cheating and doing me dirty. You know what I'm saying? And I'll fuck your brains loose. It's not a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But he chose to go out there and do what he did. So he was getting them bitches off of the way you was looking and definitely the way you was smelling.
really good. So I dropped that ass. Take all my shit off, motherfucker. My drawers, too. You know? And I gave him back the clothes that I got that nigga.
Tony, Jim, you seem like the type of motherfucker to send somebody out to do a butt-ass nigga. And I locked them drawers, motherfucker. Take
no, his clothes, I always kept his clothes. The same little outfit that he came this bitch with was the same outfit I put on that nigga. Take my coat off, too. Had that bitch go buy you something. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. The nigga tried to contact me again, which he did inbox, and I had to shut that ass down. But it sent me, it just brought all type of thoughts. So I know a lot of people was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Well, who is she going off about? You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what the fuck it was. I was heated. Like, this motherfucker, lame-ass motherfucker, you motherfucking bum-ass motherfucker, you could never be in my presence again. Ever. I'm like, he talking about how you doing, bitch, you can't tell? You don't see it? You ain't know? This ain't just Niecy no more, baby. This is Niecy Honey Dip. Never get it fucked up.
That's the end of that.
Hey, man, look. It's about that time. We have to end our rope. And we see y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. We in the building. Appreciate everybody that tuned in live, and we appreciate the people that listen on demand. So we see y'all next week, man. We out. We're going to get out of here fast. Let's do some Offset Cardi B clout. If y'all get the clout, man, don't be hitting people phones and shit. But we see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, STL.
Hey, you need to holler at Blog Talk, right? Hey, straight
to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
They can talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek these niggas all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure. Do anything for club.
They do anything for club.
Do anything for club.
They do anything for club. Do anything for club. They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Huh.
Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Place.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. The nigga be tripping, but we love, yeah.
Trippin'.
Swapping that cars with my bitch. I bought her the limo, she bought me the race.
Swap it.
Practice, 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 make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I sit the out of the snake.
I sit the soul out of the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rats,
the blog and the media fake. Shout it DM me, I'm straight. I'm not gonna bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sippin' no toxic waste.
Nah.
On the low with your bitch in this grave.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Brunson and said we in shape.
Sure.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 million to say, just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap, my kids gotta have money, not just me.
Fact.
It's selfish.
It's selfish.
Ooh, I take the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Ooh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
World is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip, and you cannot help it.
Strap, straight to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
They can talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet.
Weak.
Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seat.
Put it up.
No cure for the IG disease.
No cure.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mom still say what he wants to. Push it still wet like a big bitch. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Bitches even wanna start fake beef. They sell a little weave in the mixtape. They know I'm the bomb, they ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean they traffic is slow. Somebody just gotta practice a lot. So for being tame, they'd rather be wild. Bitches is brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as these bitches got something to sell, they say my name, Destiny Chow. Everybody wanna be lit. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna be this. It's fuck you, I'll hate me, bitch. Read my problems and suck my dick. That's talking, I'm calling it out. Public opinions from private accounts. You not a check, then you gotta bounce. I got the drip, come get it now. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. Bitches is mad, bitches is trash. I feel the grouch. Seeing me win, they gotta hurt. Ooh, ooh, ouch. Say when they see me, what they gon' do? Bitch, not from the couch, back.
Do anything for clout.
Anything.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Anything.
I'll talk my filters. Dollhouse Radio.